Once again, we'll share a little bit of Bob Kraft with you. Crafty Bob.
14 IEL on your weekend oldie station. That is Billy Joe Royal, 1969, Cherry Hill Park. We're at 1247 now. Hope you're having a good weekend, huh? Are you? All right.
Bob Kraft, Crafty Bob, is one of my favorite people, somebody I really enjoyed working with, and we did this. And you don't always work at just WIEL, Bob. We've got to keep meat and potatoes on the plate, so sometimes we work for, quote, the competition. But I want to get you to talk to me a little bit about your WIEL days. When did you first come?
Well, I guess it was 1975. I was in Louisville, where I started in radio, and I left the Louisville area and came to Elizabethtown because an offer was made to me, and I enjoyed it quite a bit. It was very different from Louisville.
So you just missed the April 3rd, 74 tornado as far as striking Hardin County and Brandenburg and so on.
Yeah, I did.
You were up in the Louisville area at that time. Bob is an outstanding production guy, as we say in the business, and that's pretty much what he's doing now. But he was also an air personality. Throw a little names on us, a few names, E.J. Clark and some of the other people.
E.J. Clark, gosh, there were so many people, Ron, that you and I were just doing mornings in Elizabethtown for over 10 years, and there are so many people that come through the gates there. But at one time, I would say that we probably had the best programming, on-air staff, news, sales department, and that's when WKMO, of course, came into the picture. And
we were lucky. All of this was laid out on a plate for us by Dee Huddleston and Bill Harris and Bill Earle and all these people who sort of blazed the path. So we came to work at a good radio station.
Yes, we did. And, you know, I came from Louisville, and, of course, that's where I started. And I had been in the business when I arrived at WIEL for, I guess, about 5 years. I'd been in the business, and I started in around 1969. And, of course, when I first came to Elizabethtown Radio, I thought that, and it was an incorrect thought, that Elizabethtown was not as competitive or on the same scale as Louisville. Maybe that was a little bit of youth and experience, I don't know. But I soon found out that was incorrect and walked into the place. And, of course, you were doing news, and I can't say enough good things about your news expertise, Ron. In fact, you're still there.
I appreciate that.
Do a great job.
E-Town grows on you. Of course, I'm very grateful that my family was able to share the last 26 years with E-Town citizens, and I know that you haven't moved, unless you've done it recently,
up to
Louisville.
I still live in Elizabethtown.
Still live in Elizabethtown, and that's so true that a lot of people who work in the biz, maybe in Louisville, they still like Hardin County as their home.
Well, Louisville, radio has changed, of course, you know, and with the advent of computers and their help and assistance in radio, there's a lot of people would argue that that it has changed radio for the worst, and maybe that is true in some instances, but I think actually it's made our jobs easier, you know, with computerized digital editing, which I use here at my job in Louisville, and you use there, and that's just one example. And of course on the air there's a lot of technology that wasn't there when we started in 75, when we were still playing those little black round discs with the holes in the middle. Remember?
I remember. Bob, was something I remember is the bicentennial, which we stretched out over 3 years, and I think you were at WIEL at those times, 73, 74, 75, 76. And we had a lot of fun, a lot of interesting people in the studio talking to them at that time.
Well, you know, 1976 is when they wrapped things up, and it was, you know, the big bicentennial year, and I remember E.J. Clark and myself were instrumental in putting that together, our coverage together, and we have a time capsule out of Freeman Lake Park that's going to be opened up near the Heritage House there, probably when we're long gone, but it's been there in the ground quite a while.
And as I talked to you, I just recalled something you and EJ did, Santa, and tell us about that.
You just blew our cover there, Ron, thanks. No, we did the Santa and Sparky call-in show. Let me tell you a little bit about that. EJ was Santa, and I was Sparky, okay? And our manager at that time, we had never done anything like that before. We were DJs on the air playing music, and I remember the manager coming in and saying, Bob, you need to be doing the Sand and Sparky Collins show this year. And I go, what? And of course, EJ was there, and we discussed who was going to be Sand and who was going to be Sparky, but we didn't know how it was going to work. This was a live show with kids.
It went over real well.
And it turned out to be a program that the adults would enjoy, and the kids mainly. I mean, they were that was the main thrust, of course, but we could do... It was like the Rocky and Bullwinkle show, you know. It was entertainment on a kid level, but there were some things in there that the adults could understand and get off to as well.
Well, radio is a lot of hard work, Bob, but it's a lot of fun also. We had a lot of fun times.
Well, you know, I remember one of the first years I worked at WIEL with EJ. We were doing our fair coverage, as you well know. We went out to the fair every year and had our little table. And the first year that I worked there in 75, we went out to the fair that summer, and we didn't have a tent. You know, we were just right there beside the restaurant area with a little table, and that was the year that we had, like, rain, like, every day. And I remember one night in particular when we were out there, there was this tornado warning, and we were still broadcasting. We were so naive and so green that we didn't realize that we sent it back to the station and we were going to run for our lives at this point. But EJ and I decided we were going to stay on the air, and we had to take that table and put it up against the side of the restaurant area, and we're still broadcasting when they made us get off the air. So.
And then, of course, we had the marriage of Michael Marvin and Rat Man and all of that. We just had a lot of fun.
That was an historical moment, yeah. But then, again, that's another show.
Yeah, it is. Bob, thank you so much. You were a good part of WIEL's history, and you brought some quality broadcasting to the community, and you will always be a dear friend.
You too, Ron, and I'll tell you, I'm a lot of people.
We recall old radio shows, favorite early comedians, and historical events of the past.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special news bulletin. The Japanese have attacked Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, by air, President Roosevelt has just announced. The attack also was made on all naval and military activities on the principal island.
We test your memory with nostalgic quizzes, spotlight the big band era, and the music of World War II years.
If I didn't care, more than words can say.
Yes, for an hour of wonderful memories, it's the Cavalcade of Music, Thursday nights at 6:15 on WIEL.
The Lone Ranger, that good guy in the white hat, rides again. Two outlaws are out to ambush the Lone Ranger and Tonto from the rim of a narrow canyon, but Tonto spots them. He and the masked man quickly ride to the Dodge Boys and return. Slow down the car, Kemosabe.
And we close out this particular program with Mrs. Bonnie Ward, Mrs. Carly Ward. Reverend and Mrs. Ward, very familiar to Sunday listeners on WIEL. Ms. Ward, your husband passed away a couple of years ago, and you were telling me if he had lived a few months longer, how long would it have been?
It would have been 48 years. He started on the first Sunday in January, and if he died in October, it would be 2 years next month. And if he had lived and been able to stay on the air until the first Sunday in January, it would have been 48
years. The Brother Ward show is about, well, I should say program, is about eight minutes away, huh? I did it again, didn't I? Well, what's going on this week?
Good morning. We're glad to see you this morning or talk to you this morning. And don't forget, our program will be on at 9 o'clock.
Old habits die hard.
Get Benny straight down here between the show and the program. So you just listen in and pray for us. Bonnie will be coming on with her songs and start off with, and then I'll be bringing the message.
Sunday morning on WIEL, about what time in the morning?
Well, when he first started, of course, the children were small, and I didn't come with him then, but when he first started, it was 15 minutes at 7 o'clock on Sunday morning. And then after that, he extended, well, while Mr. Huddleston was there, he extended the program to 30 minutes from 7 to 7:30. And then later, after that, we were on from 9 till 9:30 on Sunday morning.
Well, you were very faithful to do that, and actually neither one of you missed very many Sundays, did you?
No, we didn't miss very many, and sometimes when Carly couldn't be there, we'd have the guest ministers. I'm sure you remember Brother Raymond Ward.
Yes, I talked.
We preached just many times for him, and Brother Billy Hancock, that was at Mount Zion at that time, preached for him. And
well, what people don't remember a lot of times about these radio stations, when I first got into the business in my hometown, there was a big auditorium, there was a piano in there, and you had a lot of live programming with gospel singers and preachers and so on. That was a big part of radio.
Yes, most of the time we were live. Now, a few times when we were going on vacation, while we would tape the program, but the majority of the time it was live, and there was a piano in there. We had live singing. We had different quartets that came in and sung on the Sunday morning program. And then a few times there was singing on Sunday afternoon, just with choirs or different programs that was sponsored by Bill and Ruth Murray. They sponsored that program, but they sort of connected it in with our program.
Well, I know you would get some letters every week here, and people would try to support you the best way they can, and people listen to you. And what did y'all hear when you would get out in revivals or back into some of these churches as far as people listening to you on the air?
Well, they would say, "Oh, are you the Brother Ward that's on the radio?" And he would tell them, yes, he was. And we'd always ask people to listen to us and to tell everyone. And of course we didn't ask for money ever. There were people that sent in donations, just love donations, you know.
In a very real sense, you have sent in your love donations to WIEL for 5 decades. Thank you so much. Thanks to the original 5 local businessmen who put WIEL on the air 50 years ago in Elizabethtown, September 28, 1950. To the original announcers, to Bill Harris, the first general manager, Tom Baldwin, the first engineer, Dee Huddleston, managing for 20 years, Dick Curtis, Bill Earle, the salespeople, the behind-the-scenes support staff, traffic, billing, the sponsors, and of course, the listeners. It's been a lot of fun looking back at 50 years of broadcasting by 1400 WIEL. That's Heart of the Matter. I'm Ron Boone.
To Heart of the Matter with Ron Boone, a weekly community affairs program produced by WIEL.